www.brightsideben.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral.
Yeah, I've had to come across somebody once in a while. You shouldn't have messed with.
Has provided the
best way.
It is our belief.
I am not an African American.
You are a cookie. White in the inside and black on the outside.
I don't have an Afro. I have an Amerifro.
Talking that idiotic stuff you talk about, I will slap you.
Go ahead. Make my day.
Black at the Ace of Spades, but 100% American.
Heard around the world by everybody and their mama. The Jesse Lee Peterson Radio Show.
Loving life, loving my country, loving what's right. White on the inside, black on the outside. I'm Jesse Lee Peterson.
Sons of Liberty. First off, if you would like to know who we are, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Mind blowing, but it is.
That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. And find out
and
who
I'm
we
happy
are,
to
what
be free.
Do, and if you really want to
celebrate
what
with
we look
system.
Like on
joy,
our website,
love and
you can also view
as a matter
our
of fact, I'm going
letters
to be
from famous people who like
I'll tell you about it
course,
as I move through this hour this
also
morning.
Also available are General of God tidbits, as well as lots of links. And check out our online store
to the Porterville Tea Party Independence Day rally in Porterville, California.
For more information,
isn't that amazing?
Our phone
as a kid, I've always wanted to celebrate America in that manner. Just be out there and just be proud to be an American.
If you would like to download this radio program,
I am.
They're available at
uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Welcome to the third hour of the show today. Third hour, taking your phone calls at 888-775-3773. 888-77-JESSE. Go to my Facebook page. Thank you for being a friend.
Please call
Jesse. It's Facebook.com/ Jesse Lee Peterson. Facebook.com/0747. Jesse Lee Peterson. It's Thursday, last hour of the show today. It is Exploring the Faith
This has been the topic of the week, folks. We've been talking about bad media and exposing the media.
I got faith. And
Mark
I
Twain
got love.
A person that does not
and
read
I got faith. I don't know
the
song. My audio engineer seems not to be able to find
it.
But that was my theme song. Opening theme song for it. I got
Mark
faith.
Twain said a person that does
so,
not read the
I want to understand the different religions
but a person that
in our
does
great
read
country.
The
and
is
this year we're just interviewing people
behind
from
the face of the
representatives
media, folks,
from
is the
different
mind
religions.
Of them that mean to rule over you, forget it not. Beware. We've been talking about the state-run media over the last 3 days, and I want to talk a little bit about Hollywood. And then we're going to have Joseph Farah from WorldNet Daily at the half-hour mark. He's going to talk about his lawsuit that he brought forth against Esquire because he said that's enough to the propaganda. And, oh, if America would just say that's enough and put their foot down.
That's right.
Justice is the guardian of liberty. Folks, forget it not. Talking about bad media again, let's jump to Hollywood real quick. Do you guys remember the movie The Passion of the Christ? Did you guys know when that movie first came out, it made $125 million after its first 5 days? After 7 days, it made $144.6 million when it went overseas. America, it became the number one independent film in the history of the world. It's also interesting for you to note as well that Mel Gibson was not given one red cent by Hollywood to promote, create, or even to distribute that movie. He had to pay for it out of pocket. I bet they really kicked themselves after that. This is the important part. When we were touring, when that movie, The Passion of the Christ, first came out, we were in Kansas, and when we walked into the movie theater, this was the signs that were hanging there for all to read. Notice to moviegoers, The Passion of the Christ is rated R and contains graphic depictions of brutality, It is spoken in Aramaic and Latin with English subtitles. AMC, that's the movie theater owners, strongly advise parents to learn more about the film before deciding if it's appropriate for their children to see this movie. You have got to be kidding me. What I did is I noticed right away up on the walls, folks, these were some of the movies that were playing as well. You know how they promote sex and murder and cannibalism? For those that don't understand what cannibalism is, it's where people eat people. Pretty gross, yeah? But it's not that bad if you use a little salt. I'm totally kidding. I checked out some of the movies that were playing in the same movie theater along with The Passion of the Christ. They were warning people about The Passion of the Christ. By the way, that Passion of the Christ was for me and you. Forget it not. Passion of the Christ was rated R because of the sequences of violence with the warning sign. By the way, it's the first warning sign I've ever seen in a movie theater in my life.
I've never seen a warning sign.
There was another movie called Monster, which had strong violence, sexual content, pervasive language, yet there was no warning sign, and that was rated R.
That's okay.
What about Calendar Girl? That was playing there as well. Nudity, you know, language, drug-related material, yet no warning sign, and that was PG-13. What about 21 Grams? Language, sexuality, violence, and even drug use, yet again, no warning sign, and that was rated R. So I decided to come up with my own statements. The notice to moviegoers should state, AMC and filmmaking hypocrites advise parents to learn more about the film industry before deciding if it's appropriate for their children to even enter into a movie theater. What do you think of that, folks? And by the way, if you want to be a part of the show today, that number is 1-866-233-0747. Again, that number is 1-866-233-0747. If you want to know who we are, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. Again, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Back to Hollywood, exposing the lying media, the big news. Now we're talking about exposing Hollywood for their hypocrisy, their double standard. Did you know that G-rated films are far better at the box office than R-rated films are? Yet R-rated films are released 12 times more than G-rated films. So, in other words, it's not about the money. It's about the indoctrination. It's about what they want your kids to take with them for the future generations. How foolish could they be? They seal their own doom. G-rated films make $92.3 million on average, and R-rated films make $17.9 million on average. Point proven. Did you know, folks, that in 1946, the Production Movie Code of Motion Pictures of America, you could not, listen carefully, you could not say the word nuts to you. You could not say the word dang. You could not say lousy, and you could not say the word jerk. How far we have fallen. How far we have fallen. And by the way, if a crime was committed during a movie, the criminal had to be punished for his crimes. See, because we had a sense of right and wrong. We had a sense of judgment because men back in 1946 and women and children were ruled by the Ten Commandments of God. If a crime was committed during a movie, the criminal had to be punished for his crimes. You ever ask yourself the question, why all the movie theaters anyways? Well, remember what one of the Caesars said. He said, if you give men a piece of bread and a spectacle,
I'll pay you to read this book. The truth is, this book is so essential to surviving in this insane economy, I'll give you an early $1,900 silver dollar free just for ordering this book. Hi, I'm Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metals investing firms. So why would Midas give you a free collectible silver dollar for ordering this book? Because you need to know the truth about surviving in this economy. With trillions of your tax dollars being handed out like bailout candy, you know this will impact your wallet today, tomorrow, and at retirement. This book explains it all. In fact, Congressman Ron Paul said this book is what every American needs to know. So while others are trying to survive this economic meltdown, learn how to flourish. Order your book right now, and Midas Resources will send you an early 1900s collectible silver dollar free. Call 877-877-4201. 877-877-4201. That's 877-877-4201.
Go off the grid for worry-free phone calls now. Yes, worry-free, affordably priced, no-hassle mobile, residential, or business phones can be yours at offthegridphones.com. Our plans start at only $14.99 per month for residential and only $39.99 per month for mobile, and our mobile rates include taxes and surcharges. That's cheaper than the top three providers in North America. What makes us off the grid? We never ask for your Social Security number and never run a credit check or make you sign a contract, something those large phone companies can't offer. Offthegridphones.com offer some of the lowest, most affordably priced plans in the industry. And popular low-priced mobile phones are available too. So make the switch today to offthegridphones.com for mobile, residential, or business phones. Get your off-the-grid phone by calling 800-600-5553. That's 800-600-5553 or go to offthegridphones.com. Affordable, private, all this and more at offthegridphones.com.
GCN listeners, why have you been hearing so much about Dermatol, the all-natural, all-purpose first aid spray? Because it's the must-have first aid product you need in your preparedness kit. Dermatol is made in America by Americans who know there's a more affordable, natural way to treat cuts, burns, bites, rashes, shingles, boils, and many other skin problems. Dermatol is gentle enough for diaper rash, powerful enough for bed sores, and harmless to the eyes and mouth. It's great for the whole family, even your family pets. Dermatol is antimicrobial, antifungal, antiviral, and not diminished by freezing, extreme heat, or years in storage. Dermatol is an absolute must for any first aid or preparedness kit. Dermatol's soothing, rapid restoration of injured skin is so effective, it's guaranteed. Order yours today. Call 800-217-6677. 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Efficient, economical, effective. Spray it all with Dermatol.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Sorry about that technical difficulty. I'm going to cover what I just was covered with over the last segment. I was sharing that the Passion of the Christ was played, and after the first 5 days, it made $125 million. And after the first 7 days, it made $144.6 million after 7 days. When the movie The Passion of the Christ went overseas, it became the number one independent film ever in history. And what's interesting, folks, is not one red penny was given to Mel Gibson to promote, to distribute, or to create that movie, The Passion of the Christ. When I went to see The Passion of the Christ, this was the warning signs that were stated or posted on the walls of the movie theater for The Passion of the Christ. Notice to moviegoers, The Passion of the Christ is rated R and contains graphic depictions of brutality. It is spoken in Aramaic and Latin with English subtitles. AMC, the movie theater owners, strongly advise parents to learn more about the film before deciding if it's appropriate for their children to even enter into the movie theater. Man, that's pretty hypocritical for Hollywood. Due to the fact that Hollywood always promotes sex, murder, and cannibalism. And for those that don't know what cannibalism is, it's where people eat people. Hollywood promotes that. I checked out some of the movies that were playing in the same theater with The Passion of the Christ. Again, Passion of the Christ, sequences of violence, rated R. It had a warning sign. Never seen one before, folks. Another movie was called Monster, with strong violence, sexual content, and pervasive language. Yet there was no warning sign, and that was rated R. Calendar Girl was playing in the same movie theater. Nudity, language, drug-related material, yet there was no warning sign, and that was PG-13. And last but not least, 21 Grams was playing in the same theater with The Passion of Christ. I'm exposing Hollywood for what they really are. 21 Grams had language, sexuality, violence, drug use, yet there was no warning sign, and it was rated R. This is the sign that I created that we should post in movie theaters across the country from coast to coast. The notice to moviegoers should state, AMC and filmmaking hypocrites advise parents to learn more about the film industry before deciding if it's appropriate for their children to even enter into a movie theater. How do you feel about that? Again, folks, if you want to be a part of the show, 1-866-233-0747. Talking about exposing Hollywood for what they really are. G-rated films are far better at the box office than R-rated films. Yet R-rated films are released 12 times more than G-rated films, so therefore it's not about the money. Here, let me prove my point. G-rated films, on average, $92.3 million. R-rated films, on average, $17.9 million. It's about what the kids are taking with them. It's about indoctrinating the next generation, folks, as most sit on their morals and allow it. In 1946, you had a production movie code of Motion Pictures of America. You could not say nuts to you during a movie, dang, lousy, or jerk. And if a crime was committed during a movie, the criminal had to be punished for his crimes. Because people in America had a sense of right and wrong because they were ruled by the Ten Commandments of God. They understood justice was the guardian of liberty. And the responsibility of bringing forth liberty was theirs to bring forth judgment. You know, that's all we have to do is study the past to understand what our future is going to be like. Mm-hmm. One of the Caesars said this, if you want to know why all the movie theaters are going up in your country, he said, give men a piece of bread and a spectacle, entertain them, and he said, I can do whatever I want with them. In other words, what he is saying and what Hollywood knows, as long as they give you something to eat and they entertain you, that they can control you. And by the way, do a little homework, folks. You'll find out dictators used Hollywood too. The Hollywood of whatever their Hollywood was in their country.
Entertainment, that's right.
By the way, tain derived from entertain means to stop from entering in, folks. It means I am controlling you, and as long as I'm controlling you, I'm entertaining you, you're not going anywhere. You know, David was a smart guy because he said in Psalm 101 that I will set no wicked thing before mine eyes. But look at us today. What's the problem? I don't understand.
What's going on?
You got that movie?
Yes, I do.
Check this out, folks. This is rather interesting.
And this is the history on this. The Motion Picture Producers and Distributors Association, all these folks that got together that produced these films, they adopted this code in 1930, but then they abandoned it in 1968 in favor of rated G, rated PG.
Let's go back to the beginning of the 1900s. Folks, for those that did not know, did you know
I got that, here
that preachers were given free land? And it was when they dropped their watch, that's when we became infiltrated with immorality through our country.
It was in 1968. What it was is there was a strict standard to put out a motion picture throughout the industry. And in 1968, the preachers backed out. There used to be land in Hollywood. As a matter of fact, they gave land in Hollywood to anybody who wanted to start a place of worship, preachers and things like that. Yep. So they screened it. Preacher said, hey, this isn't a good gig anymore. They abandoned their post in 1968. So then what the movie code did is they said, well, we're going to leave it up to the people to decide for themselves what they feel. So we'll put out an immoral movie, but we'll warn everybody it's immoral. They can come if they want to, but they don't have to if they don't want to. So they made the R-rated movie, the G-rated movie, etc. But the original provisions for people putting out movies in our country, and this will help us all understand why there was peace, because entertainment hadn't gone raunchy yet.
Yep.
No picture shall be produced that will lower the moral standards of those who see it. Hence, the sympathy of the audience should never be thrown to the side of crime, wrongdoing, evil, or sin. Number two, correct.
Interesting. Now, just slow down a second. Sin is transgression of God's law, folks.
Law.
Interesting that they would define the word sin.
Yeah.
Interesting that they would define the word crime. Crime against who? God first, and man secondly.
Yep.
Because that is the love of God.
That is.
And if you look at what you just got done telling me, this was a godly nation because people were enforcing those Ten Commandments.
That's right. And the preachers were right there doing their job. They were the gatekeepers.
That's right.
And folks understood what right and wrong is. Again, saying sin was not an issue because everybody knows what sin is. Number two, the correct standards of life there was subject only to the requirements of drama and entertainment shall be presented.
And you who was the standard, though, Jay? Christ was.
That's right.
Yes.
And everybody, we all know that. When we talk about morals and
it's
values,
important that people understand, too, up until the 50s, you had to pass Bible courses before you could graduate public schools. Right. Up until 62, people used to pray daily in public schools.
Right.
Up until 62... we had for 170 years the Ten Commandments posted in public schools.
Yep.
We've done 331 of them. The Constitution is still published on the walls. It's still posted on the walls in a lot of schools. The Bill of Rights is still out there, but people have to pay attention to what it says in into those documents and live by those documents and under the directives of those documents. And if they lose that, then they lose what they have today. And that's what we're exposing. Yep. Where did Hollywood go bad? Where did the media go bad? And look at the lies behind these people. It's because when they left obedience, then you accepted a left, as it's called today.
Yeah, it's like the analogy that you use in the assemblies where the morality, the Ten Commandments, was the anchor for our morality to keep us fixed and standard. And everybody knew that to be the anchor. The correct standards of life had to be portrayed. So in other words, you couldn't just have a movie that was all bad. If you were going to have any bad in the movie, correct standards of life would have to be portrayed. And then with that...
judgment.
That's right, judgment, justice. So you would show that the bad is truly bad and there's a penalty for it.
For example, The Wonderful Life. Do you guys remember the movie The Wonderful Life? Everybody watches it during Christmas.
Yeah.
When Potter...
Jimmy Stewart.
No, remember Potter?
Yep.
When Potter did what he did to Jimmy Stewart, people, that was the number one thing that producer received from the American people was what was the judgment that was brought upon Potter taking that money from Jimmy Stewart.
That's a great point, because I guess I never thought about it. In the end, it doesn't seem like there was judgment brought upon him.
There wasn't. Wow. No, they left it wide open.
And
people
didn't. With that.
And people in America did not like that.
Yeah.
Now what are they doing? Just the exact opposite. That's They're beginning to teach crime. Mm-hmm. They're leading off justice. And let me say this, America. Lower the law, and you dim the light by which man perceives his own guilt.
That's right.
No longer is he a lawbreaker. Now he becomes sick. And does that work for the bureaucracy or what, folks?
And then you have criminals and adulterers that get off scot-free movies. Law, natural or human, shall not be ridiculed, nor shall sympathy be created for its violation.
Wow.
Oh, that poor
man. Law, that's right. Laws were not stepped upon.
That's right.
Amen.
And even nowadays with the court case that's going on right now with the mother and her daughter, this is what she needs to know. Everybody needs to be. If you break God's law, there will be justice and retribution, whether it comes from man or not. But we're saying right now, it will come from man in a peaceful society, which is why we're speaking about judgment. It must come from us.
Folks, you got the Sons of Liberty with Bradley and Jake. We're going to come back with Joseph Farah from WorldNet Daily and talk to him about what's going on with Esquire magazine and how he said, you know what, folks, that's enough.
That's right.
We'll be right back. The My War documentary series is brought to you by the Sons of Liberty. This documentary takes you back to the foundations of who we are as a people and gives you insight into topics such as our founding fathers, what kids are being taught in public schools, abortion, drug abuse, Hollywood and the moral decline of our nation, and much more. Go to YouCanRunInternational.com, YouCanRunInternational.com, to purchase the My War documentary series today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to benefit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338, utopiasilver.com. Taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products, but increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water, and because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
The largest part of gaining radiant health is detoxification. You can drink ionized water, cleanse your intestines, eat a perfect diet, and even take lots of quality supplements, and in many instances, only make minimal progress. What is the key to detoxifying your body of mercury, heavy metals, chemicals, and drugs? It is glutathione. Glutathione is the master antioxidant used to detoxify your entire body. It stops free radicals, keeps cells young, and reduces inflammation. One World Whey protein powder may be able to raise your glutathione production by 64% or more. One World Whey is more effective than any other whey protein powder on the market because it is unheated and from grass-fed cows. All other, quote, cold-processed whey protein powders have been heated and damaged by 15% or more. One World Whey comes in three delicious flavors. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Welcome back to Sons of Liberty. Got Bradley and Jake. Folks, we've been talking about the media lies, the big news, and what's really behind Hollywood, and we've been doing our best over the whole week from Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday to today, Thursday, to expose them for who they really are and what they're really about. And one of the things that we noticed is we were online not too long ago, and we seen an individual named Joseph Farah from WorldNet Daily going after Esquire magazine because he's an individual that said, you know what, I've had enough. Because, folks, what we've been talking about, again, for the most part, is propaganda, not journalism. There has to be lines drawn with those that are reporting the news. There has to be a right and wrong, and the only way that they're going to maintain the standard of right is when you right the wrong by holding them accountable for what they think they can get away with. And I believe Joseph Farah is just one of those that have said, I've had enough, and rightfully so. When America decides to come together and do the same thing, we're going to have a different country, folks, and not until then. Jake, you can go ahead and...
Mr. Joseph Farah, the author of the Tea Party Manifesto and the editor and CEO of WorldNetDaily.com or WND.com, the largest independent internet news service in the United States. Thank you for being on the show with us today, Joe. Joe, we got you, right?
Yes.
I just did this grandiose introduction, but apparently our phone lines missed to bring you in. Thank you so much for being on the show with us.
My pleasure.
You have brought on quite a bit of attention nationally speaking here in this suit that you're filing against the Esquire magazine. I'm going to touch on some things briefly, but for the most part, I want you to talk. The reason that we're bringing you on is for this very comment right here. I think it sums it up. This is what you said. We are reacting to one of the most egregious abuses of freedom of the press that I've ever witnessed in my 30-plus years in journalism. We are taking this action not because we desire to restrict First Amendment guaranteed protections, but because we want to police them and guard them. Can you give us the situation, Joseph? What's going on down at WND.com?
Yes, as quickly as I can. In May, we published a book called Where's the Birth Certificate by Jerome Corsi. And it was a very special book because a month before it was even released, it was the number one book on Amazon with incredible pre-sales. Lots of people interested in this topic of Obama's eligibility. And Jerome Corsi is a guy who's been covering this for 3 years, and people were eager to find out all he had to report. And, of course, the imminent release of that book is exactly what the result is exactly the reason that Obama finally released what he claims is his birth certificate on April 27th in an effort, I believe, to, you know, preempt the success of that book. Well, along comes Esquire magazine, much to my surprise, and their political editor, I believe here in Washington, by the name of Mark Warren, decided to weigh in on this, and he wrote what he now claims is a parody story. But if, if you read this story, you would in no way, nobody believed it was a parody. I had calls from the Washington Post and Politico and lots of serious journalists all wanting my comments because he made up a complete conversation between me and Jerry Corsi where he claimed that that I had decided to pull the books from bookshelves all across America. I was going to ban the book, burn the book, and it was because I didn't believe in the book anymore.
Now, first of all, I've read some of this dialogue in Esquire. There is no way in the world, unless you do not, and forgive me for insulting, because there is some people with no brains in their heads, there is no way in the world you could read this and think that his objective was to make this a parody. It was completely printed factually. So anyways, I completely concur with your statement, so continue.
So I was so stunned. It was brought to my attention, in fact, by journalists who were reading it and saying, is this true? Radio talk show hosts all across the country, people who knew me well, you know, even friends of mine were writing to me and saying, what? What happened? This is incredible. Yeah. And it was a completely fictitious conversation, and the quotes were made up out of whole cloth. He never talked to anybody involved with the story. And I thought, this cannot be.
Yep.
This can't be Esquire. This can't be the Hearst Corporation, which, by the way, I worked for 10 years.
That's right. I was going to bring that up.
As a newspaper editor. And so naturally, I was quite alarmed by this. And I was also alarmed by the reaction to it, which was even more important. Just to give you a little scope on this. Within a few weeks, we were, by the way, one of his allegations in there was that I was recalling the book from bookstores.
Borders books,
and
yep.
So wouldn't you know that major bookstores were they began shipping the book back.
Yes, they did.
We have actual documentation on that from major booksellers, Borders, Barnes & Noble, et cetera. Yep. So this actually resulted in real-world consequences to our business, to me personally.
Yep.
It was my character that was attacked. It was Jerry Corsi's character that was attacked. By the way, I'll give you one anecdote that really kind of typifies what we experienced. Jerry was involved with writing another book with another author, good friend of mine. And I realized, gee, you know, I haven't heard from this fellow for a while. I better see what's wrong. He must be ill because I'm expecting to. I should have heard from him. I call him up and he says, well, you know, I didn't want to call you because I heard about the trouble between you and Corsi.
Oh, my goodness.
And, you know, Corsi and I talk every day.
Exactly.
I talk to him more than I talk to my wife.
You know, Joseph, if you weren't being effective, again, this is Joseph Farrell with WorldNet Daily, WND. If you weren't being effective, this garbage would not be happening. I want to bring up 2 points. Number one, okay, so the damage happened. All that is necessary for evil to triumph is for good men to do nothing. What say you?
Well, I had people, even within my own company, say, look, you can't be distracted from what you're doing by getting involved in a lawsuit with Esquire, with the Hearst Corporation, which, by the way, is the wealthiest privately held corporation in America.
They're Goliath.
You can't.
Yep.
Yeah, you can't compete with those resources. I said, you know what? That has never stopped me from going up against evil. That's what I do. That's my nature. And I really feel there have to be consequences for this kind of thing. Because if not, the next time it's going to be worse. It might be somebody else who's victimized.
That's right.
But you know what? That's not right. It's just because it's my ox that's being gored this time, you know, it could be somebody else. But nevertheless, we've got to stop this. Now, I am a, you know, I am like a First Amendment absolutist.
Yep.
I do not want to see people have their free speech and free press rights curtailed in any way. This is the way I have made my living for 35 years. But there also has to be accountability and responsibility. And if we don't start policing ourselves, as in the media, brother, we'll be the death of free expression in this country. And so that's why we filed this lawsuit this week against Esquire. And a lot of people are stunned by the magnitude of the lawsuit, which, depending on how you interpret the numbers, could be in excess of $200 million, but nevertheless, it's an attention getter. And
well, it's the purpose, and Joseph, and I say God bless you for your efforts. America, we cannot stand by and call liberty the breaking of the law. You don't have the liberty to break the law. You don't have the liberty to lie. Sure, you have the liberty to print media, but it better be the truth, because if it's not, it's not media. So,
well, exactly right. Truth is an absolute defense in defamation cases.
That's
what I love about American law. But when you lie, and when you make up facts, and when you make up conversations with people, and you mislead people intentionally, recklessly, with intent, which is what this guy did and what Esquire did, and by the way, there hasn't been any retraction. A few hours later, I think because of all the furor, he tried to put a disclaimer on it, which was even more insulting than than the actual article, and he betrayed his own intent, his malicious intent.
That's what they'll do.
By calling Jerry Corsi, you know, vulgar names in other publications. But, you know, what he did was, I think, he made our case for us.
And
our lawyer says this is the best defamation case he's ever seen.
I read that. Your lawyer is Mr. Larry Klayman with Judicial
Watch. That's right, Larry Klayman, a very aggressive attorney.
Yeah. He's no stranger to aggressiveness. You're correct. I have 2 minutes left here, Joseph, and I've got to ask you one question now. I didn't prep you for this, so I want to see your reaction. Oh, brother Joseph, don't you know it says in the book of Matthew, chapter 5, verse 44, but I say unto you, love your enemies, bless them that curse you, do good to them that hate you, and pray for them which despitefully use you and persecute you, that ye may be the children of your Father which is in heaven, for he maketh his sun to rise on the evil and the good, and sending rain on the just and on the unjust.
I believe in all that, as I believe in every word of the Bible, literally and with all my heart. But that doesn't mean we don't hold each other accountable when we do evil.
In fact,
it means just the opposite. I believe the loving thing to do. I'm not killing this guy.
That's right.
Okay? I'm not putting a gun to his head. I'm holding him accountable to a standard.
And that's love, right, Joseph?
Justice.
That's love, holding him to the standard of justice. He's destroying himself. You are doing a loving thing by stopping the destruction and also protecting
the fellow
man. You
know, we run into sinners every day. Even when I look in the mirror, I run into them. And what we do is we hold them to a standard of the law, you know.
Good
because
for you.
That's the definition of sin is transgression of the law.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we need to keep ourselves on a path of righteousness.
You know, I'm so glad you even brought that definition up, sin. Most folks don't even know the definition. It is breaking God's law. Again, we had with us today Mr. Joseph Farah, the author of the Tea Party Manifesto and the editor and CEO of WND, that's World Net Daily, WND.com. Please check his website out. Support this man as he stands for righteousness and judgment. Thank you so much for being a part of the show today. You've got the Sons of Liberty. Catch us back, the last segment of the day. We'll be right back with you. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
The Sons of Liberty is willing to do what it takes to ensure that you and your posterity remain in this blessed country full of the possibilities of liberty. However, our work cannot go on without you. We rely on the generosity of faithful listeners like you. We're asking you to become a son or daughter of liberty and partner with us financially. The future of our nation is depending on it. All donations are tax deductible, and with a gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message. The Two Pillars on CD. Call 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747, or go online and donate at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings you responses like this.
You are speaking all the words out of my heart, and you're really nailing this horrible situation that we find ourselves in. Keep it up. You're really commendable.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
If you're concerned about radiation poisoning from Japan in the air, water, or food and can't find potassium iodide, go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com and choose Liquid Zeolite. Liquid Zeolite is hands down the best product to remove radiation from your body and safely removes toxins, heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. For fatigue, muscle weakness, headaches, memory loss, influenza, joint pain, or toxic radiation poisoning, use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Liquid Zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. Call 800-880-9976 today and learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite.
Has the whole world gone mad?
What's going on?
How can they do that?
Can Christians have demons?
Why are politicians so detached?
Need answers to these questions? This is Scott Enser for HardcoreChristianity.com, the nastiest Christian radio show and website in the country. When it comes to the biblical truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help me God, about what's really going on in America and the rest of the world. Come join us each day as Michael W. Smith of the House of Healing in Phoenix reveals what the churches in America fail to tell you about the true spirit realm concerning demonic activity, mental illness, and even the basis of hardcore evil that is sweeping mankind. Visit HardcoreChristianity.com. Remember, you cannot negotiate with evil. You have to eradicate it. It's not too late. Live in or visiting the Phoenix area? Come join us twice a week for our healing and deliverance services or attend our free monthly seminars. Check website for service hours and schedules.
HardcoreChristianity.com.
Oh, thanks, guys.
Welcome back, sir.
I'm humbled.
You know, and people probably really feel this way when I get back on the air. I get it. I totally get it. It's like Batman and Robin. Nobody really wants to hear Robin. They want to talk to Batman.
They like Robin's
and
costume,
you know what,
though.
Folks? After being with Jake for I don't know how many years, 10, 11, 12 years after he barged into my life, it's interesting.
There's
he
no
still
other
gets
option.
Mad and his face turns red. We're talking about the bad media. We just had Joseph Farah, which, by the way, his voice does not fit the way he looks at all. We seen him last year at Constitutional Coalition in Missouri. What a great guy.
Yeah.
I mean, what a great
Seriously,
guy. Not
look
that
at his character right
not
now.
Not that his picture makes him look like he's not a great guy, but he just seems like a really cool guy. And by the way, Kerry, I know that when you just played that, Hail to the Chief, you meant that. I do appreciate that. Talking about media,
yes.
Just did an interview with Joseph Fair from WorldNet Daily, who said, I've had it. Folks, this is the purpose of the Sons of Liberty. Stand up or shut up. Boy, that's so rude. No, it's a fact.
Yep.
Folks, because we don't want to complain about what we tolerate. And the way that you don't tolerate it is by putting your foot down upon lawlessness, ill behavior, immaturity, irresponsibility,
lies,
blatant lies, propaganda. Folks, that's what we're up against. This is why I get so irritated with the state-run media when they're sitting there mocking the left that they tolerate, like it's a game. Look at they're doing now. Look at they're doing. No. Stand up. Right? You wouldn't have a left if you did the right thing all the time. Because the right time to do the right thing is right now, not tomorrow. And that's what Joseph's doing, and that's why we wanted him on the radio show, because it's that important. Let's get back to the media. Remember yesterday we were talking about how the media pushed fear, nothing but fear and oppression and terrorism. I mean, nobody promulgated the word terrorism more than the administration prior to this one.
Yeah.
And then what did they push behind that fear? The Patriot Act.
Yep. Speaking of the Patriot Act, I have a little...
Jake, we got to make this quick.
Yep.
Last segment.
The TSA, while they were forcing a cancer-stricken elderly woman to remove her adult diaper, allowed a man from some African country to board a plane under the incorrect name with a false identity and get on a plane.
Folks, it's not about your security. It's about stripping you of your dignity.
It's just a great point.
It really is.
Where's the security in that?
Folks, look at the borders. I thought you had a terrorism problem.
That's right.
You go through the TSA, you're violated, your Fourth Amendment's to no end.
American.
But yet you have this administration suing the governor from Arizona for standing up against the illegals that are coming in this country.
Mm-hmm.
Now they're telling illegals that one of them could possibly be the next president. That was today. Folks, you got to get over this terrorism thing.
Mm-hmm.
The government should be empowering you right now, not disarming you right now. Yet this administration is trying to take away your guns. I don't want to get off base, but we're talking about bad media, the lying media. After 9/11, we've heard nothing but fear. It's kind of like what I was talking about yesterday a little bit to cap on. Do you remember the Wizard of Oz, that big scary face, folks? And you had Dorothy and the Tin Man and the Courageous Lion, a lack thereof, and Jake, I'm sorry, the Straw Man, and Little Toto. Do you remember what Little Toto did because it had enough common sense not to be controlled by the fear of the Oz, the Wizard of Oz? Remember he went behind the curtain and pulled it back and exposed the little old man behind the media? Mm-hmm. Folks, it's the same thing as what's going on here today.
Big buttons.
Yeah. Do you guys remember, it was a couple years back, Time Magazine began to attack our forefathers and our founders, of course, blatantly, the radical minds of Thomas Jefferson. Speaking about the big news and the lies behind the media, James Madison, the father of our Constitution, said this. He said, if tyranny or oppression ever come into this country, it will come in the disguise of fighting a foreign enemy. Let me tell you what Mr. Abraham Lincoln said. He said, America will never be destroyed from the outside. Listen carefully. Geographically, we can. That's right. I've been to Israel. When you go to Israel, they cannot be attacked without them first knowing where they're being attacked from. They have the upper hand, per se. Mm-hmm. So do you, America. Abraham Lincoln said, America will never be destroyed from the outside. If we falter and lose our freedoms, it will be because we destroyed ourselves. Listen carefully. Congressman Jim McDermott rightly said, you can get people to do anything with the use of fear. Fear. Remember the fear gauge when you go to the airports? Remember how the media kept pushing fear? Critical was red, high was orange, medium was yellow, low was blue. Remember that? What is it? Give up your rights for your safety now? You have something called the Unpatriot Act? And not one of the 535 members of Congress read the Patriot Act before signing it. Not one. Let me give you the proper definition of the word patriotism. I'm trying to speed up a little bit here, folks, so you can get it all before the end of the day. Patriotism means, or patriot, the love of one's country, the passion which aims to serve one's country. Not to blindside it or to strip it, like the Patriot Act does. It means to protect its rights and maintain its laws. Webster's 1828. Thomas Jefferson, the third president of the United States, rightly said, the whole purpose of government is to ensure the rights of the people. Not to strip them. D. James Kennedy, from Florida, a friend of ours who passed away a couple years ago, wrote a big full-page article called Give Us Back Our Constitution. The Supreme Court's actions, it stated, over the last 50 years have led to what our founding forefathers would have seen as a long train of abuses of the Constitution, they wrote. Who was abusing the Constitution? Your government. Here's a modern-day politician, Senator John Glenn. He said Americans just want to, not be concerned if they can be constitutionally justified. Well, why not? Because for the most part, most Americans have never read the Constitution, which hundreds of thousands of men bled, died, and fought to ratify. Mm-hmm. That's desecrating their memories, folks. Read the Constitution in your Bill of Rights and the Declaration of Independence. I just read the Mayflower Compact last night. Senator John Glenn goes on, why if we had to follow the rule of our Constitution, we could not pass most of the laws that we enact around here. Who's pushing the fear? The lying media. See how policy destroys law? Looks like law, smells like law, even has the color of law, but it's not law, folks. But here comes old Benny Franklin when he said, they that can give up essential liberty to obtain a little temporary safety deserve neither safety nor liberty. For those that have done their homework and have exposed the Patriot Act for what it really is, it's an unpatriot act. 4 states, 353 cities and communities, and a total of 55 million people have disregarded the Patriot Act. It's unconstitutional. But what did the media push on you, folks? Samuel Adams, the political agitator, they called him. In 1772, in the Committees of Correspondence, said, tell Americans their rights and how their rights have been violated. Number two, tell Americans what they should do because their rights have been violated. Get flashes across the colonies. That's what I'm doing.
Yep.
Folks, I'm going to give you the test, as I gave you yesterday, but I'm going to give it to you as in a timely fashion. You pick the next world leader, and then you can tell me if the media has been doing their job. And you can also tell me if they've been telling you the truth. Here are the facts and characteristics of the three leading candidates. Candidate A associates with crooked politicians and consults with astrologists. He's had 5 to 6 mistresses, chain smokes, and drinks 8 to 10 margaritas a day. Do you want him to be your next world leader? Candidate B, he was kicked out of office twice, sleeps until noon, used opium in college, and drinks a quart of whiskey every evening. Do you want him to be your next world leader? Or candidate C, he was a decorated war hero, he's a vegetarian, he doesn't smoke, drinks an occasional beer, and has not had any extramarital affairs. Candidate A is Franklin Roosevelt. Candidate B is Winston Churchill. And if you voted for candidate C, just like I did, Mr. Goebbels did his job back in the 30s because C is none other than Adolf Hitler. So was the media telling you the truth or were they lying? And let me ask you the other question, because there's another one that we need to throw it on the table. Or are you just not paying attention and do you just not care? Adolf Hitler said back in the 30s, how fortunate for those in power that people never think. So who's to blame? And folks, what's sick about the whole deal is they loved Adolf Hitler for it. He was their destroyer. And he was also their liar that they accepted as their truth giver and their savior. Open up your eyes. Read the two pillars, religion and morality. You got Bradley and Jake, Sons of Liberty. We will talk to you tomorrow. We love you by what we do.